KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura for your Monday morning, but not just Gary and Laura this morning. Oh no, we are joined by a very, very special guest, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran on the show. Now, part of me, Ed, wants to sort of not talk about your arms because obviously it's a painful subject, but then I can't ignore your arms. So basically, how are you?
I'm definitely better than I was last week, but yeah, it'll be a few weeks before it's actually properly mended, but I've started all the like physical therapy malarkey, you know, where you just move your hand back and forth, which is not fun, but yeah, it'll be fine.
Do you reckon you'll be spending the extra time maybe writing or not? Are you just going to take it easy and chill?
So yeah, I went to the studio yesterday and managed to write a song without touching an instrument, which was quite fun.
Did it give it a different vibe because you didn't have a guitar in your hand?
No, well, do you know what? Thankfully, there's a guy that I worked with a lot on this album and on the last album. We had a lot of ideas that we'd already started, so it was... you know, it was just finishing one of them. So the I'd already done the guitar in it, basically, but like a year ago.
Do you go, right, I think I'll write a song now? Are you quite regimented, or does it you just write it when it happens?
Do you know what? It's a bit of both, because it'll be like, right, I feel like writing a song today, so I'm going to. Like, if I feel like writing a song, I'll spend a day writing a song, and I'll go in specifically to do it. But yeah, so I guess to answer your question, a little bit both.
Yeah, absolutely. Now with this accident you've had on your bike. Now last time you had an accident, well certainly a high profile one. you had a beautiful scar on your face, and Princess Beatrice was to blame. Were you in any way tempted to maybe blame it on a lesser royal this time, or was there an idea that exciting story out there?
It was definitely my fault, and it was basically, it wasn't my bike, and I'd never ridden it before, and the brakes were very, very, very good. Basically, that was the.
Was it so a flip over the handlebar, jobby?
Yeah. I was going down a hill at about 30 miles an hour, and just came off and crashed down.
Oh, do you know what, Ed? This exact same thing happened to me, but it wasn't actually a bicycle. It was more of a tricycle, come go-kart, come wheelie cart thing. And I did the same thing. I came flying down a hill with my friend, and we went over a speed bump, and that was it. Flipped out. But it was a broken ankle for me. So,
yes. Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's the boredom, isn't it? It really gets you just sitting there still all the time.
The thing that I found myself doing is, you know, stuff that I didn't really have the chance to do before. So I've always like wanted to go on Celebrity Juice, and now I get the chance to do Celebrity Juice.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Trying to see if they'll have me on Gogglebox.
Yes!
Know,
yes! Like that is so funny. Got to be done.
Last time we talked to you, we'd had Sandy Bogle on
the
week before. We said about that, and you'd said at the time, I'd really like to do Gogglebox.
Oh, now is your chance. And,
well, do you know what? Put it out into the universe, and hopefully it happens.
Yes,
on. Your name's Ed
Sheeran. Look, we are showbiz pals with Sandy Bogle, so I reckon we can put it out there. I mean, we should do this for you, Ed. We should get you in there. We'll pull you some strings. We'll see what
we can do.
One of the things we've noticed from you is that your tattoos that you've got, they all mark the various points in your career. Do you think this incident is going to lead to a tattoo of a bike, maybe?
No, because all the things that are on my body are things that I want to remember, and like that I'm not proud of having to cancel shows, and just something I'd like to keep in the past.
Yeah, of course. Now I get that.
Awkward.
It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura for your Monday morning, and we are joined by Ed Sheeran today.
Yes, indeed we are. Now, Ed, you've done some telly. You've done some major telly. What is there in the world of telly you'd still like to do?
If the BBC still had, like, Grange Hill or Biker
Grove. Oh, that'd be so good.
When I was younger, it was The Simpsons, Malcolm in the Middle, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes.
Now it's, like, Songs of Praise. Like, what kid wants to watch that?
Also, from those shows you mentioned as well, it's just not the quality of theme tunes.
Grange Hill theme tune is iconic.
And then it ends.
So good.
And I can say this because I found all of Grange Hill. It's all on YouTube, man. You can watch all of it.
Oh, we're going to do reruns, I reckon. That's my weekend sorted.
My generation was Tanya and Togger. I don't know if you remember them.
Oh, amazing. And you were nearly in a TV show, weren't you? Britannia High.
That was when I was 16, yeah. It was back when I thought that I wanted to be an actor. But I also played music. And then they were like, it's this new TV show where you have to act and do music. And I was like, that sounds great. And then I arrived and they were like, and you have to dance. And I was like,
oh no. Boxing not your forte, Ed?
Well, I mean, there's a clip on the internet somewhere of me trying to... for that show, actually. It was a weird thing, because when I did that audition process, I kind of said to myself, I was like, if I get this, I'm going to throw myself into acting, and if I don't, I don't think I'll act again, and I'll just throw myself into music. So it was actually a blessing in disguise, after then I just put 100% of my time into becoming a musician.
And you got to meet Pixie Lott, apparently.
Well, of course.
Yeah, we met 2007. Wow.
And now, 10 years. And now you're working together.
Are we? I've been speaking to her, but we haven't. No. Well,
maybe. Probably, yeah. Never say never. Is it one of those?
Yeah. Let me speak to her. Because, maybe.
She's almost Kent, because she's Bromley.
Yeah, and she's Bromley. We'll
Bromley
take that.
Boy. I think, you know, the stars are lining up for that to happen.
I think so. We've got some other Showbiz Pal insider goss here. You have to tell us if this is true or false. Apparently, Camila Cabello, she's got a tweet from you in a frame on her wall that was a present from a fan.
Oh,
have
right.
you heard this?
You know, I saw her. She came to visit me in my broken state, brought me some chicken.
Amazing.
That is awesome. Camila Cabello brought me chicken when I was broken. Bravo.
Me and her, we did a song for her record. I don't know about the tweet, but it wouldn't surprise me. I think it was when she just joined Fifth Harmony and she covered one of my songs. And I think she was like 15 at the time. So that wouldn't surprise me, because that's the sort of thing that I would do.
Have you got something similar from a fellow celebrity, some words of wisdom maybe that they passed on to you?
Yeah, this sounds really bad because I'm just going to drop a name. But
love it.
I duetted with Beyonce and we were singing Drunk in Love. And there's a bit where she says, Amanda Braniac, gangster wife. And we were singing it together. And I thought she was saying, I'm on the Braniac. And I was like, what's Braniac? And she was like, oh, no, it's a champagne called Amanda Braniac. And I was like, oh, sweet. Later found out, I think Jay-Z owns it. But and so I got back to my hotel that night and there was a case of Amanda Braniac. And there was just a letter in it that just said, from a gangster wife. So I framed that letter.
That is so cool. Whereabouts is it? Have you got it up in your house?
Yeah, it's just above the sink and the toilet.
So,
so when you're washing your hands, there's just this, it doesn't say anything other than from a gangster wife on it.
Oh, I love that. But so you know who it's from. That is very cool.
Okay, we've got loads more coming up with our guest this morning, Mr. Ed Sheeran on the show. Ed, we've got some fan questions for you. First of all, we've got...
your littlest, biggest fan. This is 6-year-old Finley.
My name is Finley and I'm 6-year-old Ed. How old are you when you started singing?
When you started singing, how old were you?
I think I was 4 years old because my mum sung in the church choir and I just wanted to go and sing with her. So I started singing then. It didn't last long. I was like one of the only kids there and it just didn't really appeal to me. Plus, The Simpsons was on at 6 o'clock on a Friday. Wasn't going to miss that.
Priorities, Ed. I love it.
But 6 is a good age to start as well. Everybody says they either have like the ability to sing or not, and they're like, oh, I'm tone deaf. But I really think if you start anything as a kid, you can like teach yourself to do it. So like that's why people can be so good at speaking languages when they learn to speak when they're younger. So I think if Finley, for instance, started singing now, he would be able to sing when he's older. But I think if you don't sing when you're a kid, you're not really able to sing when you're older.
Oh, I love it.
That is amazing.
Great.
So many kids are going to be inspired hearing you saying that. That's wonderful.
They definitely are.
So we're going to give you one last question from Casey.
Hi, Ed. My name's Casey and I'm 7 years old. If you could be half man, half woman, who would you choose to be?
An interesting child's question there. You could be half man, half woman. Who would the two halves be made up of?
I would be... which one's the X-Men that can heal? I don't know whether it's a male or female. Well, the one that can heal. And then maybe Iron Man.
He's just awesome.
On behalf of the world and on behalf of the people of Kent waking up with this morning, thanks for being on the wonderful Ed Sheeran, everybody.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.